The next patient is Mr. Earl Schubert. The last name is S, like in Sierra, C, like in Charlie, H, like in Hotel, U, like in Uniform, B, like in Beta, E, like in Echo, R, like in Roger, T, like in Tango. Earl, E-A-R-L. This is the clinical case of a 85-year-old. One male, a patient of Dr. Thakkar, T-H-A-K-K-A-R, referred to this office because of the presence of the edema in the lower extremities. The patient also with an ulceration in the posterior aspect of the distal third of the left leg. And there is some blister formation that the patient claims to be associated to the administration of finasteride. Period. The finasteride has been stopped. The patient was given antibiotic therapy, Bactrim DS. And thinking of the possibility of a kidney disease, the patient was referred to this office. The laboratory workup that we have available shows that the patient has a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 24, and the estimated EFR is 52.9. The urinalysis, no activity in the urinary sediment, no evidence of proteinuria. The problem in the lower extremities related to the edema is most likely related to the venous insufficiency. I doubt the presence of arterial insufficiency. The patient doesn't claim symptoms of claudication. And taking into consideration that the ulceration is about 1.5 inches in diameter, we are going to refer him to the wound care center from Highlands Hospital under the care of Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T. Number two, the patient has a history of BPH that has been treated by the urologist. The elevation of the PSA to 5.6 is related to the aging process according to the urology evaluation. Following number, atrial fibrillation with adequate ventricular response to a physical examination is very difficult to detect. This patient could have a high risk of if he is anticoagulated, and that was the decision from the cardiology point of view. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 125 over 93. The patient claims that this blood pressure, the diastolic, is lower at home. Following number, the patient has a chronic kidney disease stage 3A1. We're going to reevaluate in 2 months with laboratory workup, and we are going to refer him to the wound center, as mentioned before. A paragraph, we spent 15 minutes reading the referral, 20 minutes with the patient face to face. We examined the wound, we covered the wound, we made the contact for the referral, and in the documentation we spent 7 minutes.